We're going to get in the program and talk about small space gardening. But first, Holly, we installed a couple of bird feeders out in the front yard and filled it with Wild Delight premium bird feed. And we can't keep the bird feeders full.
No, it's a very busy bird station. We see finches, sparrows.
Cardinals, morning cardinals, doves.
Yeah. Morning doves.
Morning
right.
doves, yeah.
So they love the bird seed. And it's been fun watching them.
Well, we put Wild Delight in the bird feeders, and there's not much kick out because there's not filler in that bird feed. It's all premium seed and berry mixes, which is what the birds like, and it's just we can't keep up with it. It's just a frenzy of bird activity, pretty much. And we're next to a very active road, and the bird feeders maybe 12 feet off the road. They don't mind.
No, and then they sit on the fence there too. And they kind of just hang out.
Yeah. It's something that enjoyable to watch.
And even in the big garden.
Yeah. Big garden. We've got a couple of bird feeders filled. And same thing. Hard to keep up with the amount of filling, which is a good problem to have. Well, if you are of a large, small space gardening can be done anywhere. Whether you have a large garden that you're currently growing and you want to add additional containers or fill in spots and other places, or you don't have anything at all, small space gardening, there's some things in which we need to know about in order for us to be successful.
Right. So one thing to keep in mind is that you have to think about your light. So if you have a sunny spot, that's going to be more preferable, but you can also grow things in less sun.
Partial shade is the term that's used. That requires about 5 or 6 hours of light. Full sun, the spectrum is 8+ hours of sunlight. So if you're growing in a small space in a container, you can move that container around. If you're physically in the ground, let's say a side bed of the house where you're renting or something that they've allowed you to use a little area, you kind of got to figure out what's there now, what shade problems may exist later on, because everything's full sun right now. We got no leaves on the trees up here in the northern portion of the United States. So you think, I'm going to plant. And then, in July, you're like, it's awful shady here.
Right. That's another thing, especially if you are growing maybe in a community garden or a spot where your landlord says, this is your little area,
this is it.
You may want to think about, if you are going to grow compactly, think about the soil. So even though you're like, well, there's soil there, you might have to bring in some compost or something to kind of help feed that soil, because you don't know what kind of nutrients are still left in it.
Well, and that brings up the other thing. If you're growing in containers because you don't want to dig or you can't dig or whatever the reason is, you can use, there's any type of container works. Now, you can get a grow bag from rootmaker.com and use radio21 as a coupon code and save 15% on your entire order. They've got grow bags from 1 gallon to 60 gallon. Now, the thing that you need to be aware of about grow bags, pots, containers, porcelain, ceramic, the larger the container, the more soil it will hold, the more nutrients it will be able to give the plant, and the slower it will dry out. The drying out part is the big problem here, because, everything, it's a little cute 1 gallon grow bag, which is fine. And we've got about 7 tiny Tim tomatoes in grow bags that stay inside year round. They get about 16 inches tall and they bear a whole bunch of grape tomatoes. We don't have to put them on the porch. We just keep them in the window and we can monitor them. But if you're going to set that out to the side of the house, that thing's going to dry up and the plant's going to be dead in about 4 hours in July.
Right. That's a very good point. So that's something to keep in mind, is the size of the container and how often you might have to water it at the peak of the summer.
And if you're going to go with the container route, you can go with a drip irrigation system. They call it, it's a patio set, I think, from dripworks.com that is set up for container usage. Works very well. If you're going to grow in a small area, you want to look for varieties that use terms such as, in their name, patio.
Compact.
Compact, tiny, dwarf. Baby.
Yeah. All of those words, like words that are synonymous to small.
And there are plenty of varieties out there.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot, especially as we have more technology, there's hybridization, It's all good. You can definitely grow those smaller varieties.
There's a patio sweet corn that's compact. There's compact tomatoes. There's the Tiny Tim. There's Tiny Tom peas that are 8 inches tall. So there's a lot of different. There's a bush cucumber.
Yeah, and there's just even bush beans. Maybe you really like green beans. You want to grow a bunch of beans. You can do bush beans. Those produce a lot of beans for you.
Now, if you're wanting to grow world record state fair pumpkin out of a container, you might want to reevaluate your dreams and hopes because it probably is not going to work.
You might want to talk to your friend that lives outside of the area where you are and see if you can borrow their backyard for a bit.
Because not everything can be grown in a container in a small space. Pumpkins need 50 to 100 square feet. So, you keep that in mind. You can do a couple of different planting methods. The square foot gardening method, companion planting, vertical gardening, succession planting, window gardening inside. So let's briefly go over what are these companion, square foot, vertical, Holly.
Sure. So yeah. So
just so we're on the same page, I know many people know, but let's just get everybody in the same area here.
So I wouldn't necessarily call it companion planting. I would call it more or less like kind of polyculture. But also just the ability, if you have, say, you want to grow radishes, and then after those radishes are done, you want to put a tomato. So that's kind of succession planting.
Well,
no, it's not succession planting.
No, you're using
interplacing crops.
Yeah. Seasonal planting.
Or, with that being said, you could plant basil right next to your tomato and tomatoes, and that would typically work too. So you're kind of growing herbs within the other plants.
One doesn't make, if you grow not together, because sometimes that you need a separate container or distance from that. You just can't shove it right up next to it and make it hug it and make everything great.
Right. You need some distance. But companion planting, the idea is that one plant helps the other, essentially. But there's no real scientific proof there.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, to a certain degree, The fragrance from the basil helps deter insects that would normally get on a plant that it's next to, type of thing. Square foot gardening.
So square foot gardening is the idea that per one square foot, you might grow X amount of vegetables. So for example, one tomato per square foot. Is it 16 radishes?
16 radishes.
16 radishes. Nine beets, 16 carrots. Mm-hmm. And so it's the idea that if you think about your container or your garden as square feet, it kind of helps you lay out your garden and it helps you use the space the best as opposed to planting in rows.
And vertical gardening, grow up a trellis, whether it's a fence that you've had permission from the neighbor or you create some type of device for cucumber or bush beans or pole beans to grow up on or some type of other fruiting vegetable or vine. So that's pretty common there. Succession planting is the procedure of which, let's say you've got four 5-gallon buckets and you've got drainage holes, and that's the key in container gardening. You've got to have drainage holes. So you plant 9 bean plants in 1 5-gallon bucket. That's 1 square foot this week. Next week, you plant another 9 in the next bucket, and so on and so forth. So you have a progressive harvest. So not all 4 or 5 buckets come in at the same time if you just want enough for a couple of meals and you're not overwhelmed. So that's what succession planting is, and you can do that with a variety of different crops. And then growing indoors in combination or separate too, you can grow a lot of herbs indoors in a south-facing window, even west or east. North, you're kind of limited on that.
Yeah, that's a little bit iffy.
You can get a Happy Leaf LED grow light and grow year-round and grow phenomenal crops with a Happy Leaf LED grow light.
And that might be a better option for you.
Right.
You might want
to. It's an investment.
It is an investment, but you might want to set up a little corner of your home and you're like, I just don't have the patience or the time or whatever for outdoors, but I can monitor this more easily or make it more accessible to me. And you might want to invest in that Happy Leaf.
Right. And people will say, oh, I've got a grow light. It's $15 from a big box store. Well, the $15 grow light from the big box store is limiting about five times. The plants want about 5 to 10 times more light exposure than what that light could ever dream of giving. That's why the Happy Leaf is the highly recommended light in which you can start seeds with and utilize it year-round. So, and the Tiny Tim cherry tomato, or the Tiny Tim tomato plant, grape tomato plant that we're growing, produces probably 80 to 90 grape tomatoes over the course of a growing season. a compact cherry tomato plant can produce about 200 cherry tomatoes over the course of a growing season. So keep that in mind. If you want a lot of little cherry tomatoes, a cherry tomato plant of either indeterminate or determinate variety would be the way to go. Another thing you can do, whether you're barbecuing, you're seasoning meat, you're making jerky, or you're harvesting the animals that you're growing on your property, you need the right tools and you need the right seasoning. And we've got the place that you can make a one-stop shop for all of that, and that's Walton's Incorporated.
Yeah, the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show is brought to you today by our sponsor, Walton's Inc. We know you care about where your food comes from, canning, preserving, or just growing in your windowsill, all sorts of great stuff. But what about the meat? At Walton's Inc., you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product your way. Burgers, steaks, what have you, chicken stuff, all sorts of good stuff. You can even season your vegetables. And if you want to help, you know, help you find help to make the best finished product, Walton's has their full line of their own meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers to help you from animal to edible. Walton's is everything but the meat. You can go to waltonsinc.com. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.